The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Monsieur, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Ça va très bien, thanks. Abs, very, very good indeed. I'd have to tell the cops if I felt any better.
Much better. Then let's talk then about Emmanuel Macron. What is the latest from his side?
Well, he goes to Nigeria and he goes to the very famous nightclub. And there, of course, you know, which is famous nightclub of the music legend. He's on his way home, of course, from Mauritania, from Nouakchott. And he says in an interview that that Europe will be dealing with African migrants for decades to come. And this idea, the EU plan of processing centers, won't work unless the countries that are hosting these centers actually buy into it properly. And you know, he fears that these centers, that's the centers that they're going to put would-be migrants in North Africa before they make this deadly crossing across the Mediterranean, or perilous one anyway. And he's saying that none of the countries have offered to take in or to create a center there. And he says, of course, that migration from Africa will continue for this time because of what he calls unplanned population growth. That might get some reaction from Africa.
And once again, whenever we talk about presidents in Africa, there's always that following news about corruption. Certainly, similar case with the Malawian president.
Yes, one of the poorest countries on the planet. They have elections next year. And, of course, we had Joyce Banda, who was quite an exemplary president in her time. She's come back from exile. She still has arrest warrants hanging over her head for this 2013, it was, the Cashgate scandal. Well, she's now said she will fight the election if her party actually nominates her. Peter Mutharika is going to fight it. But the anti-corruption agency has said that he took a $195,000 kickback for a $4 million contract to feed the police. He's vehemently denied this, but he's also, the civil rights groups are saying, you've got 14 days to step down or we're going to take to the streets. Well, let's see what they do about that. But this is obviously good news for Joyce Banda. You know, now you understand, she says, wow, what this corruption, what even a hint of corruption can do. She maintains she's completely innocent on Cashgate, but it did happen on her watch, and she lost the election largely as a result of that. So it's interesting, you know, chickens coming home in Malawi, and there's some stormy times ahead.
Yeah, I know. And perhaps the latest on the UN when it comes to Africa.
Well, you know, investigators from the UN have looked at Kasai in the DRC. Which has been pretty bloody of late, and I found that armed groups there, all the armed groups involved in there, are guilty of mass atrocities, but says that very few of the perpetrators are actually brought to book. This is the UN Human Rights Council looking at it. The DRC, of course, also heading for elections towards the end of the year, and real problems at the time. But we did have yesterday Lindiwe Sisulu, our foreign minister, saying that Joseph Kabila had come to the SADC summit and assured his peers in SADC that these elections would take place, and saying that any ructions ahead of them are just the normal pre-election pains that an African country tends to feel. So, hopefully things work out for the DRC, that massive country at the heart of Africa, 11 neighbors. How everything that happens there, you know, affects certainly the whole of Africa. And since it's part of the Southern African bloc, SADC, it affects us intimately.
Well, Monsieur, thank you once again for joining us this week and giving us the latest happenings within the African continent. We look forward to chatting with you. And I do understand that you are flying out, next week, Tuesday?
I'm flying, yeah. But we will speak again on Tuesday. You and I will speak just before, but I'm flying. I've been in Sweden for a little while, but we'll speak from there as usual, every day.
And here I thought we were friends, but you're going all alone, leaving old Elbs once again behind in Cape Town.
I offered you a porter's job because, you know, I carry trunks not wanted on voyage. I dress very, very elegantly, and you said no, you found it demeaning. So that's not my fault.
I hear you loud and clear. Monsieur, allez-vous, mon prochain.
À la semaine prochaine, mon vieux.
Thank you.